This is the Great Gatsby from Crete, Illinois, and you're listening to Backwoods Bowhunter with Tim and Mike. You know what I mean?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Here we are.
We're back.
Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast. Brought to you by Third Axis Outfitters. I always got to throw that in there.
Yeah.
You may notice the intro was a little bit different out there in the listening world.
A little bit.
So it's going to be a work in progress here where there was a little bit of a music licensing snafu. Nothing major. We manipulated it by putting different quotes from the show in it and... apparently they didn't want me to do that. So
nope.
That's okay. We'll figure it out and we'll, you know, it's always rules.
Rules. I feel like we're on the Brady Bunch and I'm Jan.
Yep. There you go. See, we can still add that in there.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm great.
Probably a little tired.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm golden though. We're here.
You're blurred to me, by the way.
Am I?
Yeah.
Are you going blind, Tim?
Oh man, we'll save my eyesight for the dry fire.
Oh boy,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, today we will go in the backwoods talking about our hunting season thus far.
Yep.
I wanted to get into some signs that the rut has kicked off, which we're not far from that.
Yep.
You shot a doe.
Yep.
I have two new shooter bucks that have showed up in the daylight.
Sweet.
I already talked about the opening intro, and I already talked about that I can't see.
Yeah.
We'll get into details on that a little bit. Website issues. So I've had a couple people reach out to me about our Backwoods Bowhunter website. Not on the mobile. You can't change to different pages. So like the, and I knew this, and well, I didn't know it till. First person reached out to me a couple weeks ago, then I had another one email me a couple days ago, but the little button, I don't know what you call that little button, but when you go to Backwoods Bowhunter on your phone, it works perfect on a desktop.
Yeah.
But when you go to Backwoods Bowhunter on your phone, you have the main homepage.
Okay.
And then up in the right-hand corner, there's that little three-line yep. button deal, and you click that, and that's where you can select your other pages.
Yeah.
Well, if you select that, nothing happens.
What the hell?
Like it just doesn't function. So, I have made it very well known on this show that I am a complete dildo when it comes to electronics and that kind of stuff. Now, I can't be too complete of a dildo because I have built now about 3 or 4 websites. I mean, my main business website, I built it. I built Backwoods Bowhunter.
Yeah.
I know my way around a little bit of it with the help of the YouTube.
The YouTube's is good.
It helps a lot. But yeah. This one, I couldn't figure out to save my life. So... what I decided to do was, so these website builders, I use WordPress, but the website builder has what is called a plugin or plugins where you can put plugins in it. So for example, if you're like, say you have an event coming up,
mm-hmm.
like we're going to do Knocked and Loaded.
Yeah.
And you want to put like a countdown tracker, a countdown thing on your website. So okay. When you go to the website, it'll say, you know, 27 days, 6 hours and 4 minutes.
Nice.
Still not, you know, that's a plugin that you can okay. add in. So, a lot of times when there's issues with particular websites, sometimes it relates to plugins. So, I went to the plugins section and disabled every one of them, refreshed, and now that button works just fine. So, the mobile version of Backwoods Bowhunter is now back online, and you can see every page. Now, the link was also broke to the merch, to the online store.
Oh, Lord.
So, bear with me. I'm working on that one now to try to figure that one out. But
yeah.
The mobile one is fixed, and you can now see every page by clicking that button.
Sweet.
All right.
That's a big step. You know, that's a big step.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
And remember, I'm a dildo. So
yeah. Yeah, don't forget that.
I'm not an IT guy.
Well, if you're a dildo with your knowledge, where does that put me? I'm like the batteries.
Yeah.
Just one, because, yeah. You know, at two, you can function something.
You're the little hearing aid batteries down at the bottom of
it. I'm just one battery. Yeah. That's sad.
Oh, did I mention we'll get into signs of the rut? I think we did.
Yep.
All right.
Because ain't got nothing to hump come rut.
Right.
Nope.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I miss you saying you know what I mean.
Hey, it's coming back.
All right.
It's going to make a comeback.
Well, if it's not going to be a part of the intro, you'll have to make it a comeback.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where else? Where else are we going to go here? You want to be interrupted?
Yeah.
As always, we bring you incredibly mediocre content in a completely meaningless way from the heart of Big Buck Country, right here in the Whiskey and Whitetails studio.
Thank you for that.
Very professional.
We are proud to support and use our friends down at J&S Scents.
Hell yeah.
Always fresh, never frozen, guaranteed.
Yep.
Check out the Squeeze-A-Pee. That will be featured on Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe this December. I'm looking forward to that. Along with all of their other products, they have many. Not only
Intruder
their,
Buck.
Not only their deer peas, but they've got the Intruder Buck with your Scrape Rage gels, mm-hmm. Chill Pills, Cover Scents. What else am I missing?
You already got the Squeeze-A-Pee?
Yeah, Squeeze-A-Pee.
Yep. The Doe Estrus. That's fire right there. That's fire, dude.
It gets me wound up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I smell it, and I'm just running around, waking my wife up. She tells me, get the hell out. And I leave.
I go find a low-hanging branch and rub my head on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check J&S Sense out at jssense.com, or Jeff's a great guy, and you can call him directly at 618-614-4051 and tell him the Backwoods Boys sent you there.
Yeah.
Need to work on maybe getting a code from him.
Yeah.
You know, to save, you know, 0.07% or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Tax-free, Jack.
There you go.
We can go with that.
Also, Scent Crusher. I'm using the hell out of my ozone. Love the gear bag. Love the closet. Or locker, I think they call it.
Yeah.
Hey,
we'll call it what the hell we want.
We will.
Yeah.
Are you wearing your Havilon? Hey, we got a winner. Havilon knives, y'all.
Where's yours? You
can't, right here.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah, we got them.
You can't go wrong with Havilon knives, folk.
We're protected.
They're sharp. They're awesome. And that's that.
Hey, I use it this weekend.
Cool.
Yeah.
And they have the interchangeable blade. My phone's ringing.
No. Oh, okay.
I don't get phone calls until we start a podcast. And then
yeah.
All of a sudden I get phone calls.
And it's people that know that you're doing a podcast, too.
This one's not.
Okay.
This is one of my sales reps. I don't think she knows.
Then we'll forgive her.
I'm also working on the Backwoods Bowhunter community page on the Facebook. I hate Facebook, so I don't get in a big hurry to do this sort of thing. But
yeah,
remind me post-show to talk to you about that with the name of the community. Blue
you
line
got a pen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you want me to remind you shit, I got to write it down.
There you go. Well, we can do the Blue Line Badass if you want while you're writing.
Yeah.
How about that? So I jumped this ahead. We have a couple in the queue waiting to be read. I jumped this one ahead because this was recent, and I thought it was that was close. You got real close.
Freaking pathetic.
This was did you see the Bristol, Connecticut shooting where the guy ambushed the three officers?
No.
Okay, so basically he's a loose cannon. And
I'd say,
if I remember correctly, he called and said that there was something at his house. And I'll read this off. It may even be in here. But he called in a bogus call.
Yeah.
And then when they arrived, he ambushed them and started firing at them with I think it was an AR-15, but killed two of them, injured one of them. But the other officer that was injured ended up taking care of the problem. So I'll just read this. Chilling body cam footage captures the moment a wounded Bristol cop shoots dead the crazed Connecticut man who gunned down two other officers. The dramatic police video includes the sound of bullets flying and a woman hysterically screaming in the background while Officer Alec Lorado, who was already wounded by cop killer Nicholas Brucher, which I usually don't read their name, so if I could rewind that, I would. Limps around the side of the attacker's home, gun in hand, as he's radioing for backup. Officer says, shots fired, as he's telling the dispatcher. More cars, send everyone. Officer shot, he says, and he's grunting in pain as he's calling this out. He says, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Bristol Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte and Officer Alex Hamsey already laid dead or dying after the idiot ambushed the cops from behind. The, I don't know what an IG's office, I'm sure it's like an attorney's office, I don't know, said that he fired more than 80 rounds at the officers.
God dang.
With the woman continually screaming in the background, Lorado limps around to the front of the house before multiple shots go off, and he ducks behind a police cruiser. Lorado then fires a single shot, striking and killing the maggot outside of the house.
Good.
And then radios in, suspect down. Investigators said the three cops were lured to the house by a bogus 911 call and were at a side door speaking to the guy's brother when the killer came up from behind and opened fire with an AR-15 style assault rifle. So, Officer Lorado is a blue line badass for eliminating the problem.
Hell yeah. Before backup got there and put more in danger.
Officers DeMonte and Hamsey, who ultimately lost their life, are also blue line badasses.
I wonder if that brother had anything to do with the call.
I think that that was, that's not part of my notes, but I remember reading that he was in, he had been shot too, so he was in the hospital, and I'm assuming they were investigating the shit out of that and any involvement that he had as well. But
to keep him occupied one way?
Yeah. Yep.
That sucks.
Yeah. That it do.
I mean, the ending with that ass bag taking a shot and dying, that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's one less douchery out there.
It's an amazing thing. Let's see here, just because.
And I'm sure someone will be offended by what the cops did. They shouldn't have killed him. They should have just wounded him. Yeah, we don't like shitbags either.
Hell no, we don't. Throw that in there.
No.
All right, let's go in the backwoods.
Let's do it.
All right.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck as it slips through the tall oaks. That encounter with a bull elk that is so close, you can feel its breath. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bowhunter. And now, it's time to go full draw in the backwoods.
Backwoods, here we are.
Bam!
Will you also make another note?
Yeah.
There's a country musician guy who reached out about wanting to be on the podcast.
Shut your mouth.
So I need to talk to you about that, too.
Okie dokie.
I was going to talk to you about that before we hit record and forgot, so we'll just keep note-taking.
Little teaser.
Want to talk about your cougar story here before we dive into some other stuff?
Yeah.
All right, lay it out there.
Okay, we're being canceled. No, over it's not cougar? That at all. No, let me get out of this story. That's a whole different story. That's a completely different story that we're going to have to get into a little bit too. Okay, there's not a whole bunch of information on there, but I guess originally this was called in as a deer getting hit by a car.
Okay.
Which in the end of the story, the deer also did get hit by the car. But what happened is on I-88 in Kane County, which is just west of Chicago, there was a large cat chasing a deer, which then jumped into the highway, which the deer did end up getting hit, but so did a very large cougar in Kane County. Got pictures of the state police officer holding the the cougar up, showing his fangs and showing the size of them. But it was called in as a original call was a car versus deer. And there was a dead deer there because it also got hit by a car, but there was also a dead cougar that did not make it across the road. That's, I mean, that's pretty far up north, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, that's a big-ass cat.
Oh, yeah. Look at the feet on that thing.
Yeah. And it's messed up because a couple years ago by my dad's, I was asking somebody about bobcat paws. How big are they? Because I legit can put my hand in a fist, and I could go in the ball, you know, the ball of a cat's paw.
Mm-hmm.
My fist fit in that. And I said, that's a really big bobcat. And someone's like, that's not a bobcat paw. That thing's huge. And then I saw this son of a bitch, and I thought, whew, what if it's one of them?
Yeah, mountain lion paw.
That's scary as hell.
Yeah. About 2 minute drive from here. Maybe a mile at the most. There's a property on Freeman Spur Road. There's a property there. I don't know how many acres it is. It's Pittman, I think, is his last name that owns it. But anyway, one of the heron firemen used to hunt there, had permission to hunt. He may still. I don't know. But years ago, I know he did. And he was telling me that he has personally seen a cougar slash mountain lion, whatever you want to refer to him as,
yeah,
out there while he's hunting out there.
Really?
He's not nuts. He's not one of those guys that's,
yeah,
you're a loose cannon or you're worried about what's going on inside between his ears. You know,
saw a big orange cat and assumed it was.
He's not that guy, you know. Yeah. So if he tells me he saw it, I have no reason to doubt him.
Yeah.
I was on duty one day when I was still in law enforcement, and the dispatcher took a call, and she's like, what? You know, you could tell she was like, this is crazy. But so she looks at me and she says, hey, will you run out there? We call it Wittenborn Curve. To Wittenborn Curve there on Freeman Spur Road, some lady just called in and said, there is a giant cat that looks like it's eating a deer on the side of the road there. And she's like, this thing has a tail that's, you know, feet long.
Yeah.
And she goes, she's nuts, but just run out there. That way you can say you ran out there and saw it, you know, kind of thing. I'm like, yeah, I'll run out there. So I run out there and I get around the corner and I see the deer laying there, but I don't see a big cat. But
yeah.
So nothing from that perspective. So other than that, I just wasted your time telling that story, but it's what that gets. The point of that is Wittenborn Curve is 30 seconds. I mean, away from that property
where the guy was hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I'll tell you right now. I see one. I'm shooting the hell out of it. I ain't going to let that thing come kill me. Them things scare me. Bobcats, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll attack a person or not. Don't know of very many people that I've read that have died from bobcat attacks, but cougars seem a little more vicious to me. I don't want to mess with one.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to have an encounter with one. Absolutely not.
Now, every time I see beady eyes, I'm going to be like, oh, it's a goddamn cougar. I'm dead. Every time.
Hey, I feel it. On a side note, keep the beard or shave it. I can't decide if I want to have a manly gray beard here or let it go. It's itching the shit out of me.
I know. That's why I don't do it anymore. A, it's just really gray. And then with no head on my hair, it looks funky.
No head on your hair.
No hair on my head. Yeah, okay, let's try
we'll
that
again. That one, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then also you get to that itchy stage. And until you get through it, life sucks.
Yeah.
So I just say, nah. He's dyslexic. I'm very dyslexic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't make fun of me, Tim.
I don't know. I was down to, I'm getting ready to shave it the other night. And Mary said, no, don't keep it on there. Keep it on there. And I said, okay. So,
well, if it's getting daddy extra loving,
the girls love it on their inner thighs. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I just did.
They love them rashes.
All right. Your turn again. You shot a doe.
Yeah. Yep. I went out to the old public land spot. I've been trying to get out there and just haven't had the time.
The one in Mount Vernon?
No, the one in Benton.
Oh,
right over there by Ren Lake.
Okay.
Yeah. So I get out there, and right around 7 o'clock, I hear a couple deer behind me. I turn, and it's really thick all behind me. I mean, there's really nothing. There's like one or two areas that I could shoot within 15 yards, and other than that, it's just psh. But to my right and in front of me, I've been hunting that same spot for years, so I've kept it clean and got shooting lanes. So I see them both back there, and I kind of went around the tree like, you know, I shouldn't have, because I wanted to see the other one, see what it was. And when I did, the first one kind of caught me and they turned off and sat there and blew for like, I don't know, 5 minutes. And I was like, well, can't see them, can't kill them. So I say I'm going to leave about 8:15, 8:30. And I look at my phone and it's 8:40. I already passed the point where I said I was going to leave. I'm like, well, can't leave now.
I wondered that when you text me because it was like after 9.
Yeah. Well, I shot it around 9 o'clock. So I said, well, I guess I'm staying until 9. Well, about 8:45, 8:50, I hear some more noise coming up right to my right. The good thing about the dry weather is you could hear them bastards coming pretty far away. The squirrels too, but you could hear these deer coming. So I was already up, had my bow in my hand, ready to go. And these doe came out right next to me. There was about four of them. And the one came out just boom, 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 got to like 3-4 yards in front of my stand, and she looked straight up. I don't know if I was moving with the bow. I don't know. But she looked straight up, and she turned real quick, and she ran like right past this bush that was behind me, just a little bit past it, enough to where I could shoot her if I wanted. So I drew back, and then she started blowing. That was it. I said, nah, not twice in one day, Jack. Put her down. She fell right where I shot her. I was like, well, that's good, because I would have been sad that Emmy couldn't have came out and made the recovery for me.
Yeah.
Because she fell. I mean, I hit her and she kloop, did a little bit of the old kicky kicky and good night. The other ones ran away, but that's all I needed. It was a good feeling. It's always nice to get that first one and know, okay, I've got fresh meat in the freezer. I'm golden now. Now I can.
Where'd you hit her?
Well, funny story.
I hit him two good whacks with it. That second one just plumb near cut his head in two.
See, that was
very, you said it was a her.
It was very close to cutting the head in two. Apparently, now once I got behind there to clean her, I looked up and there's quite a few branches off the bush that she ran behind. So I'm assuming I clicked onto a branch, snapped a branch a little bit, but I got her right in the neck.
Really?
But she didn't go anywhere. She fell and died. But yeah, yeah. But once I got back where she was and I looked up at my tree, I was like, what the hell? I mean, there was branches. You know, I mean, I've got a picture where she's lying and you can see the nocturnal lit up. But I'm like, how the hell did I even make that shot? It looked clear as a bell to me, though. You know, it was just very clear shot. I seen where I was shooting for and let her rip. But apparently I got a branch and yeah, she's no longer with us. Bye, Felicia. She is now going to be jerky.
Cool.
And summer sausage.
Sausage. I love it.
Yeah. Then my wife had to come out and help me. She's a trooper. I give her credit.
Come out and help you get her out or?
Help me, yeah. Yeah, I cleaned it and she helped me drag and throw it in the back of the truck because Mikey had to work and Jimmy's just a freaking sloth. Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We were... That was Saturday, right? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was Saturday.
We were getting ready to head to St. Louis for the Blues game.
Yeah.
Blues home opener.
Did they win?
They did, 5-2. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, this cold front brought on some movement, man.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen more deer moving these last couple days since it finally got cold.
Yeah.
Than I had the whole first 2 weeks of the season. And now it's going to turn around and get warm again. I saw this weekend it's going to hit almost 80.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's supposed to be like today was upper 20s. Tomorrow morning is supposed to be upper 20s. And by the weekend, it's going to be like 49 to 51 for the low.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I saw a high of, I think it was 79. Mm-hmm. I'll look again.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's see here. Yeah, Sunday, almost 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Saturday's close. 76.
Hey, good thing we got plans for Sunday.
Yeah.
Did you forget?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I don't have the ability to hunt at all. I can't hunt tonight. I can't hunt tomorrow. I can't hunt Friday. I can't hunt Saturday. I could potentially hunt Sunday evening, but I mean
80 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean it's just ridiculous. And it gets me all wound up. So last year, I told the story of I had these two bucks that showed up on our property, and they they look damn near identical. Same build, same, the racks almost look the same. I mean, everything about them looked freaking identical, and I just assumed they were twin bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it's the same too. They were bumping, I told you pre-show, they were bumping 130s, you know, when I saw them last year.
Yeah.
And not yesterday, the day before, I'm standing out here by my barn. I'm actually in the barn, technically. I was by our side-by-side doing something. I don't know what I was doing.
Only God knows what you were doing, Tim.
No.
The list is endless.
I know. I have to show off my nuts. I was probably showing off my nuts.
There you go. As long as they were impressed, that's all that matters.
But I heard a doe blowing. And I know that probably statement sounds weird after I just
after you showed your nuts. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I heard a doe blowing way back there in that.
She's very loud and sloppy.
In that southeast corner up in the timber.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking from the barn. That's, what, 150 yards or more?
Yeah.
I could hear her blowing. And I'm like, so I poke my head around and I'm looking that way. I don't see anything. I'm just looking that way. And she blowing big time. I hear her carrying on. So I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. So I just kept staring that way. Well, eventually, 12 deer worked their way out of those woods and out into my field. Two of the 12 were two bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed my binoculars. They were sitting there on the Pioneer. So I grabbed my binoculars and I'm looking at them. And I'm like, I think those are the same two deer from last year. They look identical, again, other than one of them's brow tines were about half as the size of the other one's brow tines, mm-hmm. as far as height goes.
That's genetics.
But I'm like, shit. And now they're bumping 140, maybe even, you know, a little over 140. And there I am standing in the barn.
Yep.
So the cold front got them all moving a little bit, including those two. And, I mean, that was about, so it was around 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
Monday evening. So I don't know if they'll, I don't know if they'll stick around or not. I hope they do. But it doesn't really matter because I can't be out there anyway. I mean, just.
Yeah.
When you lose a full-time employee, it's a kick right in the bag, man.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I'm having to cover everything, and it's just tough right now.
Yeah.
Tough.
And no one's still applied, right?
No.
That's because they don't need to. The government's assisting.
Nope, not a soul has applied.
Yeah.
Not a soul. Pisses me off.
Yeah, I don't blame you on there.
Oh, anyway, signs of the rut.
Yeah.
So, do you hunt moon phases at all? I've never gotten into it.
Not really.
I don't.
I mean, I listen to the Drury brothers.
Yeah.
When they talk, but I don't really say, "Oh, Jesus, got to be out there." It's that.
Right.
It's that 3/4 moon tonight.
Yeah. I don't adjust my hunting at all.
No.
Based on moon phases, some people do. I guess some people don't. But
I only adjust my hunting on how tired I am.
I try to go hunt every chance I have the opportunity, regardless of the conditions, and
preach
or whatever. So.
Yep.
I won't even get into moon phases and. No. I don't know why I brought it up, but signs of the rut. I'm just going to read this straight off this paper. These aren't my words. This is when I'm doing research for show topics. I sometimes find articles and read directly from them. So that's what I'm doing here.
Okay.
And then we can discuss.
Yeah.
One of the primary ways whitetails communicate with one another is through scent. Deer have highly sensitive noses, so by leaving scrapes, rubs, and licking branches, they can mark their territory, demonstrate their presence, or show they're ready to be bred. From October through November, this is related to the Midwest, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
From October through November, when whitetail bucks are laden with testosterone, they are aggressively scraping and checking on those scrapes. So, signs to look for, right?
Sounds like us.
Yes. Yeah. Discovering, marking, and watching over scrapes and rubs is one of the best ways to understand when the rut will turn on in your local hunting area. Now we'll get into what is a scrape and what is a rub. But we got asked this. Didn't somebody ask that question?
Yeah, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. Yeah.
So the scrape on the ground, typically in the shape of an oval and likely under a low-hanging branch that buck has licked, henceforth licking branch.
Yep.
Or you can put out mock ones like we have the hemp ropes that are hanging,
mm-hmm.
and then create a scrape below it. And they'll dig at them with their hooves and urinate in them to disperse their scent into that scrape. So that's a scrape. A rub is when a buck rubs its antlers on saplings and brush and trees and sometimes even fence posts, even though I'm not sure I've ever seen one do that.
Yeah.
While rubbing scents from the buck's forehead gland press into the wood and bark, research has shown that mature bucks make most of the rubs in an area, with yearling bucks making half as many rubs as a mature deer.
Fair enough.
So, those are, other than watching them chase does, you know, if you're looking for earlier signs than that, I mean, if you're seeing bucks chase does, that means they're already have been going, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess the point of that is look for those scrapes, look for those rubs, you know, set your hunting locations up over those, because you're probably actively rutting.
Yeah.
Which for us comes, our hunting in southern Illinois anyway gets really good right around Halloween, and then, you know, through that middle of November, November 15th, something like that. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. This was at the old Great Gatsky's property the other day.
Oh, no shit.
A couple going at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting a little sparring going on, getting ready for the big dance.
Yep.
Those are some big body deer, too.
Say a little early for that, but he is further north than us, too. So.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always take that trip up there. I usually go up there anywhere between the 2nd and the 3rd, and I stay till like the 7th, 8th, because that's, you know, usually their rut's going to hit about a week before ours, because, I mean, hell, up there right now, they had a little bit of flurries the other day already. So, I mean, their nights are like what we've been getting pretty averagely. And they stay about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than we are here, which is kind of hard to believe being 4 hours away.
Right.
But, I mean, there's days that I'll leave here in a T-shirt heading up there November 3rd, November 2nd, and then I get there and I'm freezing my ass off trying to unload my shit real quick.
Right.
But, yeah, they get a little bit more active up there a little bit earlier than us.
Live action! Aye.
It's almost go time. It's 15 days till I leave for that.
Yeah.
So excited.
That's going to be a tough week. I've got, you know, I'm down a full-timer, and I have another full-timer taking a week's vacation that week.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, man. I'm in a mess.
No, you are in a pickle.
Yeah. I think.
You're in a really.
That's the exact language pickle. I used for the lady who just called me a little bit ago. I told her I was in a pickle.
Yeah.
So, it'll be what it'll be.
Being in a pickle is better than being a pickle.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got any scrapes, rubs, anything going on? I've got my scrapes are mock scrapes. And then I have one natural scrape that I know of that's on the south end back here.
I haven't seen any fresh ones going out.
They've been using it for a couple of years.
Yeah. Normally, when I start heading out to different stands, I really only hunted 3 stands this year, maybe 4 stands this year so far. And like that public land, it's hard to tell because it's a wash area. A lot of times it, you know, washes out. So it's hard to tell if there's any scrapes or anything. I mean, I haven't seen any new rubs. There's a couple of different trees out there that they hit in the past, but I really didn't go walking around looking at them because that's the first time I hunted that public land and I shot that deer. So I was more worried about getting it cleaned up and getting out of there.
I don't know.
Oh, funny story. So this lady drives by. I walked to my truck. I was waiting for my wife to get there to help me drag it out. So I bring my climber, my backpack, and my bow. I bring it back, put it all in the truck. This way, all I've got out there is my knife and, you know, whatever. Actually, I kept my backpack. I lied. So I left that there, put everything away. Well, this lady pulls up with her dog in her lap. She looks out the window. Now, right before that happened, these two kids pulled up next to me, a guy and his girlfriend, I assume, and they're getting stuff out. They're going to go fishing. Well, this lady pulls up right between our two vehicles, and she goes, "The only thing they're going to catch is a cold." And she pets her dog's head and drives away. So I was like, wow, is that bitch wrong? Wow. You know, I told the other people, I said, wow, that bitch is wrong. So I walk out, head back, so I could start to field dress this deer while I'm waiting on my wife. And she calls me, you know, about 5 minutes later, and she's...
The lady with the dog?
No, my wife did. Yeah, my wife did. And she's laughing. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, these people are up here, and they told me that after you left, that lady came back, and she told these two kids, boy and girl, getting fishing gear out, to, and I quote, "shoot each other, you fucking emo scum."
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. She told them, "I hope you fucking shoot each other, you emo scum," and then she drove off. And they're like, "We're going fishing, ma'am. I can't shoot each other with a rod and reel. I don't think." Yeah. So then they're like, "Well, I thought maybe you came to protect him." She goes, "Well, I'd beat that bitch's ass. She comes back." That's what my wife said. I love her.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Bitches be tripping.
I'd say.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt your story. I
don't even know what I was saying anyway.
That was a good story. This crazy bitch with her dog. She was like Dr. Evil. She petted her dog's head and she goes, "The only thing they're going to catch is a cold." And she pets the head and drives away. I was like, "Wow, that bitch is wrong."
Man, people are messed up, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, "God, I wish I had that deer." And I would have just dragged it out of the back of the car and dropped it in front of her and said, "I already killed one." I'd have got crazy right back on her. Oh, shit. Look at this one walking up on the camera. That just came in from this morning. Can't see much, but there's six pictures. That's only number one.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you need more than that.
Oh, shit. Oh. Son of a bitch. I guess I got to leave and go hunting. Apparently. That's the only one.
Oh, okay.
I got to set it up. Well, there's another one in the back. There's this one on the back property.
Yeah. See, I just changed mine over to the 3-shot burst.
I'm going to have to.
Here recently because, you know, I was getting that one image, you know, of like what you just showed me.
Yeah.
And then there's a 10-second delay. And then by the time you get the next image, it's like a picture of their ass, you know. So I switched it over to the 3-shot. Now, I mean, you run out of your allotted images quicker doing it that way, but
that one's pretty nice. The brow tines aren't that giant, but I mean, that's got some size. I mean, it's out past its ears, pretty big body, and that's coming in perfect to that stand too. Son of a bitch. 7 o'clock too. Well, hell.
All right, you want to go shoot or let it walk?
Yep.
You got anything in the shoot it or let it walk category?
No.
Checking your notes.
Yeah, no.
Nothing there, huh?
Not in shoot it or let it walk, no.
Okay. Well, I've got a shoot it or let it walk, and then I have an email question. So, which one do you want to go with?
Let's go shoot it or let it walk since we introduced it.
All right. Friday, I get up to go bow hunting. You remember my whole missing key story from opening day, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, as you know, I keep my bows in this room right here,
mm-hmm.
in our little podcast room. So, I got up and I got ready. I got into my scent crusher closet and grabbed my clothes, and I'm heading out here. Well, the first thing I do is I go into the laundry room where we keep the keys to this building.
Oh, God.
They're not there.
Oh, Lord.
So, I'm like, what the hell? Where are my keys? I walk out here, make sure they're not in the door or anything like that. Nope, no keys. So I'm like, here we go again with freaking missing keys, and it's delaying me getting out into the woods. And I'm, every time it seems like I'm pissed off. Well, the barn key was missing as well. Well, then it dawned on me. So the night before, the Thursday night, after volleyball, my daughter had some of her friends over. And they built a fire out there in our fire pit and had some snacks and did whatever volleyball girls do.
S'mores.
And my wife was hanging out with them. And I'm like, I guarantee you either my daughter or my wife came out here to get something. Mm-hmm. You know, the wife may have gotten in here to get one of her adult beverages out of here. Or they go to the barn to get lawn chairs or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. And never put the keys back. So I had to go in there and wake her up and say, where are my keys? And I got the, oh, shit. So she had them stashed in her jacket or something. I don't know, but.
Oh, Lord. Hey, at least you still got out on time.
Right? I was behind.
Oh.
I was behind because of it. I'm not a morning person at all. I struggle getting up in the mornings, and it doesn't matter what time I go to bed. I struggle to get up early. So I make sure when I get up that I allow myself just the amount of time to
do what you have to do
ready
and be gone.
And be in my tree, by the certain time that I want to be there. So I didn't have built-in time to wait around to find my keys.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. You got to start putting that into your time frame. You got to start waking up at least an additional 10 to 15 minutes early just for key searching purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't hurt.
So the wife's cutting into my hunting time. Shoot her or let it walk. It's time to boot her down the road. She got to go.
If I didn't like Mary, I would shoot the shit out of it.
Okay.
But I like Mary, so I'm going to let it walk. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let it walk too then.
Okay.
Just because you said that.
Yeah.
All right.
Plus, it cost you a lot of money if you booted her.
That's true.
It'd be a whirl of shit.
If I can't hunt
now. Have y'all pension be gone.
Can't hunt now. Wait till that happens. Yep. I won't be able to hunt at all.
Nope. Mary would take your bow out of spite.
Probably.
She'd be like, all I want is Tim's bows. Yeah, that's it. Half his shit and his bow. That's it. And his sight.
And so, yeah, I got a new one.
I know.
It's actually my main Hoyt's in the barn. Not even in here right now.
Nice.
Shane in Missouri says, where do my bucks go? I watch young bucks grow on my farm and then they are gone. Paraphrased that, but
yeah.
So I'll tell you, I'm not an expert at all. I read a lot of whitetail hunting content. Whether I'm reading it online or I've got books, I'm always reading something whitetail related. And this is what I do know. In that first year to a year and a half of that young buck's life, they follow their mother pretty close. Research says anywhere, and I guess that's probably based on geographical locations, I don't know, but says about 50 to 75% of those bucks will travel away from their maternal home range after about that year to year and a half. Generally, anywhere between 5 and 7 miles they'll leave their home range.
Yeah.
And some have been known to go as far as 30 miles or even more. That was something that I read last night.
Yeah.
So the doe, the adult doe, the mama doe, push them away. They run them off. And
I don't blame her.
Yeah. So whether this is true or not, I don't know. But it says that the adult doe will establish a new area for her soon to be fawns and push those bucks away.
Fair enough.
Which falls out to be around that year, year and a half time frame when they're
ready to go
doing that. Yeah.
Deliver some more.
Yeah. So, you know, ways to get around that, if you want to keep that buck on your farm, a lot of that depends on the size of your farm too, you know, because some deer live on these farms.
Yeah.
Their lives, you know, but, depending on the size, but you can, kill the adult doe.
Shoot the mama.
You can shoot her. Yep. She ain't going to run them off at that point. Which would help. It's a management solution to help, you know, keep those bucks from being pushed off.
Just got to find his mom.
Yes.
That's the typical part.
But here's the good news. As your young bucks are moving out to go establish their new home range, guess what's happening in all these other home ranges? Those bucks are moving too, and some of them may reestablish themselves on your farm. So something to keep in mind. So that's my, I don't know all of the details of your farm and why you see younger ones there and then they're gone. But a lot of that is because they get pushed away.
So I'm trying to move my buck out of the house, but it ain't happening. I need Mama Doe to start pushing.
Mama's got to push him away.
Mama Doe keeps pulling him in.
She's the exception to the rule, apparently.
She's definitely the exception to the rule.
Well, where's my button I'm looking for here?
I don't know.
I don't either.
By the way, Mike, we're just kidding. We love having you at home. It's great.
We'll delay the show here for a minute.
Reckon what you like to eat in there.
That is Get Your Eat On, brought to you by Charred Oak Q. You either love bacon or you're wrong.
Dead wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got any good eats going on?
No, I haven't.
You've got a bunch of venison now to tear into, so.
I got some more, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jimmy keeps telling me I got to make more jerky, so I can't do it this weekend. I'm covered up, but I think next weekend will be jerky weekend. Make him happy.
Did we talk about the jerky recipe on the air? I know you and I talked about it personally.
That cherry one?
No. The one that I just bought all the stuff for.
No. I don't think we did.
Lay it out there.
The Well, it's lem seasoning. And what you do is you mix the mild and the hot.
Right.
Because for a while there, I had a situation where the oldest wanted the hot, the youngest didn't want hot, he wanted just mild. So I had to make a whole batch of hot, a whole batch of mild. So one year I just kind of blended them together and told my son, I don't have any more hot, so I just made all mild, which I lied to him. He ate it. He loved it. After he ate it, I told him what I had done. And he goes, I thought it was a little spicy, but it was still pretty good.
It was a 5-7 ratio, wasn't it, that you gave me? 5 pounds mild, 7 pounds hot?
Yeah.
I think that's what you told me that I wrote down. That's what I wrote down anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember which way I went. We'll have to discuss it afterwards. I'm trying to think if I went more hot than mild or more mild than hot, but I'll figure it out. But yeah, so basically if I made 11 pounds, it would be 6 of it would be, you know, 6 plus would be the mild or hot, and then the seasoning would be for 6 pounds, and then the mild would be for 5 pounds, whatever. But yeah, mix them together. After you mix them, you let it sit for the whole night. Most people, they mix it up, throw it in the gun, and lay it out.
You're talking about 12 pounds of seasoning, 12 pounds of ground venison.
Yeah.
Mixing that up. Yeah.
Yeah. You mix all the seasoning up with the venison, and then you cover it, and you let it sit overnight. And then the next morning, I usually throw it in, like as soon as I wake up. This way, by, you know, sometime between noon and 3 o'clock, I'll have jerky time. Jerky time.
Nothing wrong with jerky time.
But you got to let it sit overnight.
Yeah.
I've noticed a huge difference from when I just mix it, throw it in the gun, and lay it out, as opposed to letting it sit overnight. I mean, it's the balm. I mean, don't let it sit outside overnight. Like, put it in your fridge.
Refrigerate it overnight.
Be wise, yeah. I don't want someone calling me the next day being sick because they're eating worms and shit.
Right.
Don't want that.
Yeah, don't do that.
But, yeah, it's some of the best jerky you will ever have in your life.
It is good.
Tasty.
Yeah, you brought me a bag of it just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, it didn't last long. My daughter loved it too.
It normally doesn't last long.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It goes pretty quick.
And they're like little Slim Jims.
Yeah.
That's how you're doing them.
Yeah, it's not like jerky.
Right.
Like, I mean, people, I still
call
it.
It's not Jack Link style. It's.
Yes.
It's done them little Slim Jims.
Yeah, I still call it jerky. I don't care. People are like, that's not jerky. That's a Slim Jim. That's a snack stick. Shut the freak up. I'll call it what the hell I want. It's jerky.
You got any biscuits for sale in there?
I've never put them on biscuits, but...
Hey, I'd try them.
Yeah, I would definitely do it. You know what I do like is making that bacon, the deer bacon, which I did get 4 more pounds with this deer.
How much you want for them?
We'll discuss that off air because it's illegal.
Okay. Good point.
But I like making that bacon and then putting it on bread, put a piece of cheese on it, and eat that for a sandwich. Woof! Venison bacon, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it regular bacon. You know, do your thing.
Hey, I got trail cameras sending me pictures.
Oh, Lord. It's on. And these big boys today were moving at 7 a.m., which means I'd have been sitting in the stand ready to kill.
Yeah, prime time.
So now I got to call in sick work the rest of the week. I mean, I guess I can go in today.
It's a doe.
But Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to be down with the flu or something.
This is a doe at 7:07 a.m.
I think that buck was 7:07. Maybe they were communicating. I mean, a little bit difference between where they were at. But, hey, it is what it is. 7:05, this bastard came in.
He's premature.
Yeah, he didn't know. He's early for the game. As opposed to being late to the game. Mikey's going to be mad.
Yeah, but it's a big deal.
Yeah, who cares?
Doesn't matter if Mikey's mad or not.
No, not even a little.
Well,
that's on him.
I won't transit. Were we done talking about the jerky?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a pretty basic recipe, really. There's nothing complicated about that. I just got some more. The first one was the Tacticam. Now I'm getting Spy Point. Basically what you told me, I think, was 5 pounds of one of the seasonings, 7 of the other, you know, mixed with 12 pounds of...
Yeah.
It was based on a 12-pound recipe is why, but it don't have to be. I mean,
yeah.
You can adjust your ratios as necessary. Let it sit overnight and then throw it in the cannon and shoot out the sticks and then dehydrate them.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a winner.
Like I said, I go about 3 hours and 15 minutes, 3.5 hours, and then I check it, and I don't like them when they're really dry. I like to stop it while there's still a little bit of moisture to them.
Sure.
And then pull off, you know, the trays in the middle and anything that's not quite there yet, switch down into the middle and let them finish up.
Excellent. We don't really have to go into the backwoods canine tracking segment because she still has a cone on her head, so
yep,
she's not doing any tracking. However, she's only got 1 day of it left, so.
But she's ready to go.
We'll be back in game action.
Mm-hmm. Back to getting 6-7 phone calls a day.
Yeah. I'm surprised, actually, since the surgery, we haven't had a call. And it's not like I've broadcasted it out there that she's out of action, you know. And nobody's called.
That's weird.
Yeah. All right.
Like they knew.
I've been hornswoggled.
That means it's time to dry fire your bow.
Yep.
Dry fire away, sir.
Dry fire.
Break your strings. Go for it.
Well, mine is not that big. It just aggravates the shit out of me.
I like ass.
I do like ass. Like gas prices. When they drop, they drop 2-3 cents. Like the other day, it went from $3.99 to $3.97. Like they just saved us tons of money. But when them sons of bitches raise them, the other day it was at $3.56 or something like that, and it jumped up to $3.99.
Yeah.
Like in a day. Like I drove past it and said, oh, I should go get gas later. Came back, said, son of a bitch, 40 cents more. I just don't understand where they get how they can just jump 50 cents, 40 cents in one hike. But when they you know, start dropping, it's, well, 2 cents here, 2 cents there. I think if they would raise it the same way they drop it, or if they would drop it the same way they raised it, you know what I mean? People would be like, okay. Because if you would just raise it 3 cents, next week raise it 3 cents, next week, you know, people wouldn't bitch as much as they do when it goes from 346, 356 to 399 in a trip to the Walmart and back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just pisses me off when it pops up like that.
Yeah.
I want to throw rocks at the gas station. Not that it's your fault, really.
I've been buying it in Kentucky because I'm down there at least once a week.
Yeah.
And it's been around 60, sometimes 70 cents a gallon cheaper there.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to drive to Kentucky to get gas.
Yeah.
I'm already there, you know, so.
Yep.
But 60, 70 cents, I mean.
When in Rome, be Roman.
Yeah.
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 That's insane.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm done.
So, I have a problem. My right eye is extremely blurry. And why is that a problem, you ask?
Because your right eye dominant and you bow hunt.
How the hell am I going to see through my peep sight?
Yeah.
So I wear contacts, and about a year or so ago, they switched me over. I used to wear, it was a 2-week lens. So you wear it for 2 weeks, toss it, and get a new one.
Yeah.
Close to a year ago, he switched me over to a daily, which I like the concept of the daily. Because at the end of the day, you take your contacts out, you chuck them in the trash, and you don't have to worry about putting them in a little container with your contact solution and all that shit. You just off they go and you start over with a new pair the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Well, when I get down to about 7 or 8 pairs of those left, 7 or 8 days left, I usually go in there and I reorder them.
Yeah.
Now they always say they'll be here in about a week, but the couple of times that I've reordered them so far, they've been about 3 days. So I went in there 6 days, I think it was, before I ran out, and they said be about a week, and I thought, well, whatever, I know, you know, but I've got 6 days left, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
I put in my last pair on Thursday or Friday, can't remember, boy, Thursday, I think. I put in my last pair, and I hadn't gotten a phone call yet. Well, Friday, I was in Marion, so I stopped by. I couldn't go Thursday because I was down in Kentucky that day, but Friday, I went over to their office, and there's a sign on the door that says, sorry, we are closed. We will be back Monday.
Huh.
I'm like, well, this is no good. So now I'm going to have to wear this, the single-day lens, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then have them on Monday when I go back over there.
Oh, Lord.
So wearing these bastards for 5 days, and they're a single-day lens. So what dry fires my bow is I get over there on Monday, and I walk in, and the lady at the counter says, can I help you? And I said, well, I'm checking to see if my contact lenses came in. I said, I ordered them almost 2 weeks ago. She goes, did anyone call you? I said, no.
Huh.
She goes, then that means they haven't came in.
Wow.
I said, it was almost 2 weeks ago. Would you mind just checking for me? Will you just go back there and look?
Yeah, just check.
What's your last name? So I give her my last name. Well, a lady I didn't see, and usually the lady that I deal with, was apparently around the corner. So she comes out and she goes, yeah, Jarvis. She goes, yours are back ordered till the end of November. I go, do what? She goes, yeah, your contact lenses have been back ordered till like November 29th.
It's only October 19th.
I said, what in the hell am I supposed to wear?
Yeah, just be blind?
So, and they never have trial pairs in my prescription, ever. So she's digging around in her little container over there trying to find me a trial pair that'll last me. So she's like, if I can find one, you know, that's even close, these are 30-day lenses, so that'll get you, you know, up to the...
Closer, not closer quite to it, right, but get closer.
Get me closer to when they actually show up. So she digs around and she finds... a set that are not my prescription, but you know, they're a click off here or there.
And yeah.
Yeah. My left eye is doing fine. I mean, it's not my script, but I'm doing okay. My right eye, I'm blurry as shit. I mean, you look blurry to me just staring at you.
If I do like weird movements, will I look psychedelic?
How am I supposed to hunt?
That's not right.
Not that I, have the time to go right now anyway, but I mean,
do you have glasses?
I do, but they're not the right script either.
Couldn't they get you a pair of glasses, like, made for, like, $100, $150?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm sure they could.
You can the glasses that I have were from my prescription from a few years ago. I just never re-upped them
because
I hardly ever wear them. I mean, it's very rare I put glasses on.
Well, if you want to hunt, you better go get yourself some damn glasses.
I want to be a capuchin monkey.
With bad eyesight. I don't know what good
that'll
do.
If I can't hunt,
you.
I might as well be a capuchin monkey.
Yeah, I guess.
But the fact that they're back-ordered till the end of November. And
daily
fact,
ones, back-ordered for a month and a half.
Yes.
And that makes no sense.
And the fact that this gal had her little attitude and didn't even want to try. And
yeah, make an attempt.
Yeah.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I reckon I would too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Tim.
That's why dry fires me, my friend.
You got some ailments, son.
I do.
Falling apart on me.
Tell me about it.
I might have to find another host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Just got to find someone who knows how to run all that shit, because.
Somebody's got to run the soundboard.
Mary, I know Tim's gone, but do you mind if I bring my friend over there? We're going to do a podcast. We're going to dedicate it to Tim, though. Yeah, it would be in your name.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. No, Tim, I'm not forgetting you ever.
Yeah.
We'll
go ahead and write out the script here in a few minutes. That way you'll have it ready. Yeah.
just leave a detailed directions on how to use all that, and we'll be golden.
Can do. You got anything else, my friend? You got a nap to get in.
Yeah, I do. I definitely got to get a little bit of sleep. No, I'm golden.
All right.
I'm ready
The two notes we took were not on air for, right? Those were posts after we hit.
Those were after show, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
After show. Yeah.
Cool.
Check.
All right, Backwoods Bowhunter can be found at backwoodsbowhunter.com, and it works, okay? You can do it on the desktop or your tablet or on your cell phone.
Fixed it.
The button works. You know, actually, let me make sure it didn't break again.
Yeah, we better check that while we're
put
here.
Put that out there. I better
tell everybody how good it is.
Live on the fly. We're going to see if it...
Tim, you didn't even say what episode we were on.
Here we are, 81.
81.
Sheesh. Look at that.
Sheesh.
This is just the homepage, but look at that. New shirt, Whiskey and Whitetail shirts on there, Blue Line Badass.
Damn!
Emmy
it's
Lou.
All there.
Look at that picture. Isn't that a cool picture?
Yes, that's very neat.
Pretty sweet. But
that's
point,
Emmy?
Yeah.
She looks so grown up.
The point is...
it works.
That page works.
Sweet.
All right. Backwoodsbowhunter.com works. I would tell you to click the shop link for Backwoods merch, but that link is not functioning at the moment. So we will I will have that repaired and hopefully actually repaired before this episode goes live.
Here's what you could do. You could go to the page, look at it, and then you can figure out your Christmas list.
There you go.
And then when it's up and running, you can have someone order it for you.
Cool.
Yep.
Also on Facebook and Instagram at Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast. If you hang out on Twitter, I don't know why, but that's at BWBH Podcast. I don't know.
The Twitters?
Maybe I'll post something there at some point. I don't think I ever have.
I don't know.
You can contact us via email at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com. And if you have the time, please leave us a review, especially on Apple and Spotify, because it does help with show rankings and keeps us growing. And
hey, make sure you're liking and sharing.
That's the point here. And in closing, y'all know what to do. Grab your bow and get after it.
Get them kids out and get them hunting.
Thanks for listening to another Backwoods Bowhunter episode. Didn't get enough? Climb down out of your tree stand and get ready for another epic episode next week. The Backwoods Boys will take you back downrange for more bowhunting content.